Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Ray Adams and Friends, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Thank you very much.
Left you to introduce Zach and Chris.
Let's start with Zach. I met Zach a couple of years ago, I guess, out at the Twist of Cork, and invited him up to play with me without any rehearsal or anything like that. And I did mainly all originals, and he just fell right in, and extremely talented picker, and extremely good person to have around.
How'd you learn to play that thing?
Zach Lafferty.
A lot of nights in my room by myself.
Yeah?
A whole lot. Yeah, I had a great uncle who played a lot, played in bands around the area, and he taught me some chords and actually gave me my first real guitar. I had a cheaper acoustic. I played a lot, and then he gave me an electric and an amp, and I just spent the most of my teenage years in my bedroom.
Not a very social guy?
Well, yeah, but I just like playing guitar.
That takes a lot of discipline, right, to hole up and keep at it?
Yeah, for me, it didn't really feel like that because it's just a lot of fun. I didn't think of it as I was working on something. I thought of it as I was just having fun playing guitar. Huh.
Favorite guitarists?
Acoustic, probably James Taylor. Hmm. And electric is easier to name.
they always are.
Dwayne Allman. Is definitely one. Derek Trucks right now he's the best in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was an article in the Times recently about the death of the electric guitar. You agree with that? The electric guitar is kind of fading away?
Not so much. I also work at a guitar shop. I talk to people every day who are very much still on electric guitar, so it doesn't seem too dead to me.
I guess the article was just talking about the guitar hero.
Well, died. As far as mainstream stuff, maybe not so much. But if you dig just a little bit, it's still there.
Yeah.
It's still there.
Well, I happen to agree, yeah.
I'm nothing but skin and bones, made of blood, only Jesus knows, defined by my highs and lows. Eyes that don't cry, I become everything, and everything I've tried not to be. I don't blame you for hating me. Hate myself sometimes. but God don't answer prayers. Or maybe he just don't care. I guess this is your cross to bear. For what I
If you could tell us a little bit about Sunday Best.
Chris Bentley.
Well, it's myself and another childhood friend that Zach and I both grew up with, Nicholas Jamerson, from the same county, Floyd County, Kentucky. It's about 2 hours east of Lexington. That's where we're from. It's where we're based out of. But we started in 2010 here in Lexington. Started playing around it anywhere that would have us, mainly restaurants, and played at Redmond's forever downtown, where we met Greg Austin and Larry Redmond, and kind of got to know Ray through those connections too. Okay. So the world gets smaller every day if you want it to.
Huh.
Yeah, the musical community family in and around Central Kentucky and Eastern Kentucky, Western Kentucky, all of it is, yeah. It's very, very shared sense of purpose with all of us. So we all play with one another as we can and when we're invited. But yeah, Sunday Best, we started 2010 and we're still playing.
Do you play Cajon with Sunday Best?
Yes.
And exclusively?
No, not exclusively.
Okay, so
I
do
play
a variety
drums,
of things.
Play guitar and sing. My brother made this drum. He's a carpenter here out of Lexington. But so this specific Cajon is one that he made out of domestic hardwood from the state, and specifically Eastern Kentucky. And me and my nephew painted this faceplate a few days ago. He'll be 6 years old next month, so we painted this together. And it's my favorite. I've played a lot of different cajons, but this is kind of was my first love. I grew up playing the drums, but when I started to play the cajon, it the simplicity of it has kept me near it.
Is there kind of a standard design to build a cajon? Is it like a trademarked design, I wonder?
Well, the box shape is pretty standard. I've seen them in different shapes, but if you want to buy one in, say, a storefront or something, or have one made for you customly, they pretty much all carry the same dimensions, but the difference maker is just what kind of wood is used and the kind of care that's put into it. And these have real snares in them. So my brother, he's a carpenter, but he's also a drummer. So lucky me. Yeah.
Well, I'm caving in. The walls around me are getting thin. I feel everything. Yeah.
Thank you.
The mysterious act of co-writing. Can't imagine how that happens.
Right. I'm a big fan of co-writing, only because I feel like the more creatives you put, well, I shouldn't say that. I would say limit to four or less creatives that you put together, the better your product's going to be.
Whitney Yakey.
I think if you find someone who has different strengths than you have, who can fill in your weakness and you can fill in their weaknesses musically or lyrically, melodically, vocally, you come out with a better product. I've had, in my experience, I come out with a better product when I write with other people. I think you have to be flexible. When you co-write, you have to be willing to let go of ideas that you have if others don't agree with you. A lot of times when we co-write, we already start a song and then we take it to someone and we finish it together. I would never take a song to someone that I wasn't willing to compromise on. If it was a personal song that was so close to me that I didn't want to change anything so far, I would never do that because I'd probably make some enemies. Clearly, for the songwriting of Ray and myself, clearly he is, instrument-wise, he far exceeds me. Vocally, he is super strong. I'm not really sure what Ray's weaknesses are. I guess we should ask, what are your weaknesses? We should ask him. He doesn't seem to have many musically, that's for sure.
When we first started writing, she taught me a lot about writing. And I wrote a couple of years most of my life, and when I started working with her, we've wrote hundreds in no time, you know. And we've learned a lot. We both worked on being completely honest in our writing. Sometimes it's very painful to sit there and put your stuff right out there, you know, for other people to see.
Have me walking on air from my first embrace, giving in to lonely for the rest of my days. The higher we rose, the further we fell. Nothing compared. I'm tired of watching the whole world catch fire.
Thank our guests, Ray Adams and friends, for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region in the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. Who wants to hear more from Ray Adams and Friends? Hit it, guys.
But if you need me,
don't take my sunshine away. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Ray, Zach, Chris, Whitney, and Ray's daughters, Chelsea and Savannah, for being with us tonight.
We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman, Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.